Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One thing that's a revelation to me, actually about 6-7 years ago especially, before we started the church in Sarasota, and we were praying, we knew we were supposed to start another church, but we didn't know where. And had thought it might be at one place in the country, completely different place than the South and Florida. And yet, at one point the Lord said, no, leave that alone and look here. And that bothered me because I thought, well, Lord, you don't change. Did I miss it? Because I was thinking you said something about here, and now you're saying, leave that alone and look here? Surely I missed it, because you don't change. And he said, yes. I'm talking about how he speaks to you. Not a voice, but inside me. He reminded me, this weren't words, but just thoughts. He reminded me of how he told Moses, he said, when the people, you know, refused to believe him, he said, get back out of the way and they'll be destroyed. I'll make of you a greater nation. Isn't he the one that picked them? Yeah. And now he's saying he's going to do it a different way through other people. And I saw things are not written in stone. Because we truly have a free will.
Yes, we do. Yes.
And you never have to obey Him. You can go your entire life. And even though He picked you to do a job, He called you, He anointed you to do it, that does not mean you will ever do it. But if you go long enough and won't do it, His plan is going to be done.
Yes, it will be done.
He will use somebody else. And it was a revelation to me. I realized things are not set in stone. The Lord will tell you something. But if you won't do what He told you to do, there are times He'll tell you something else. He didn't change. You changed. And when you changed, it changed your situation. And so now He's telling them, He said, go into the promised land and take it. And for months, they wouldn't, they absolutely refused to. So He said, okay, you don't want to go. Turn around, go back into the wilderness. You're going to stay in there for 40 years. And they said, no, we're ready to go. Now this sounds humorous, but it's not. The Bible in Ephesians talks about the spirit of disobedience that's in the world, influenced by the power of the air, the god of this world. 2 Corinthians talks about it. And it's this, what's the word? Opposite response. No matter what the Lord will say to people, they're going to say the opposite. These folks have been doing this all along. He said, go, and they said, no. He said, stay, they said, now we're going to go. He said about manna. You remember the manna situation that He did to demonstrate if they would believe Him or not? It didn't demonstrate they believed in Him. He said, go out and gather it up. Don't save it. So what'd they do? They saved it. And it bred worms and stunk. And then on Sabbath day, He said, the day before, He said, you'll gather twice as much. You can save it now, but don't go out on the Sabbath. So what'd they do? They went out on the Sabbath. Basically, whatever He said do, they're going to do the opposite. That is still with us and all around us today. This obstinacy, the spirit of rebellion, the spirit of disobedience, as pastors, Phyllis and I have encountered it over and over again. No, don't do that. Don't think that's a good idea. Sometimes I've told people, just wait. Just wait a few months. But no. They know. And you do some of these things. And what you need to do at that point now is you need to hear from God about what to do now. Because you can have missed a window of opportunity and you can have messed some things up. And now you need to hear from him. So they said, no, we're not going to go. He kept trying to get them to go. Joshua and Caleb, did they do their best to get them to go?
Yes.
They said, come on, come on. We're here. We made it all the way here. And the Lord's with us. Yes. Their defense has departed from them.
Yes.
They're bread for us. We'd say, piece of cake. We can do this, boys. Yes. Come on. And the Bible said they threatened to stone them.
Right.
Joshua and Caleb.
Yes.
That's how disobedient. That's how rebellious. So the Lord said, okay, all right, you don't want to go? You don't want to go? Then go back into the wilderness. Now what'd they say?
We're going.
No, we're going. We're going. Now, why am I saying this? Because people have heard phrases like this, and to them it sounds like faith. And they don't realize it's actually blatant rebellion. Believe with me, for so-and-so is going to be my spouse. I'm believing that. And the Lord already told them, leave them alone. Believe with me for this position. I'm believing for this position. And the Lord already told you, leave that alone. No, I'm doing something else. But no, they're going to use their faith to defy the instructions of the Lord. Now, how do you think that's going to come out? But if you don't know the whole story, you hear them quoting scriptures.
Yeah.
You hear them making good confessions.
Yeah.
Even talking about repenting when they missed it.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great. But you don't know the whole story. Sounds like faith. Looks like faith. But it's presumptuous faith, which is not real faith. Verse 40, they said, we're here and we're going. We're going to the place the Lord promised. You'll hear people, they'll refer to the Lord. They'll refer to scriptures. The Lord, the Lord. He promised and we've sinned and we're repenting and we're getting it right. No, you're not. He just told you to turn around and go in the wilderness. And Moses said, wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? It shall not prosper. Go not up. Is he a man of God?
Yes.
Is the Lord speaking through him?
Yes.
What's the word of the Lord?
Don't go up.
So how does faith come?
By hearing.
What's the word of the Lord to them today? So what can you have faith to do?
Don't go up.
You can have faith to not go up.
Yes.
How can you have faith to go when the Lord just got through saying,
don't go.
I'm going to go. You may have heard me tell the account of one of the first folks I ministered to when I'm working in healing school and prayer call. And ladies had just been mugged. And man, she was upset. And some yahoo had hit her in the head and grabbed her purse. And she was beside herself and crying and heaving. And finally, when she got where she could talk, she was most upset. Because it happened, because she said, I quote the 91st Psalm all the time, and how could this happen? How could this happen? See, the devil's telling her, God lets you down. Faith doesn't work. Faith doesn't work. The devil will try to do his best to convince you. Faith doesn't work. That faith stuff doesn't work. That confession stuff, that believing stuff doesn't work. And I didn't know what to tell her. I didn't know where to begin. So I just checked and said, Lord, how can I help this lady? What can I do? And it came up to me. Ask her what she was doing, why she was there, how this happened. So I backed up and I asked her. And she stopped heaving and crying. She said, well, I said, did you needed to be there? Something was going on. It was a rough part of town. And she said, well, no, actually I had a check about going. But I just confessed the 91st Psalm and the Lord protects me. Well, you can't have faith to do something different from what the Lord told you to do.
True.
You've been confessing the 91st Psalm and it's manifesting. The Holy Spirit is warning you and checking you. Don't go. It is working. Come on, can you see this? But if you ignore this and you're going to make confessions, no, I'm going to go. Does it sound like this?
Yes.
I'm going to go. She probably wasn't meaning to be disobedient and rebellious, but she was.
Yes.
If the Lord told you, dealt with you, don't go, and you go. Oh, friends, how many times this has happened?
Yes, amen.
With how many Christians and believers? And you wind up at the wrong place at the wrong time, and the enemy had a setup for you.
Yes, it is.
And things happened that never should have happened. And then the first thing the devil will do, when the thing happens, that the bad thing, he'll say, where was God? Where was he? I mean, after all, you're going to church and tithing and giving and confessing, and where is he? Where was he when you needed him? Oh, he's evil. He's lying. He's deceiving. No, it's not why didn't God help you. It's why didn't we listen? Why do we try to believe something different from what he told us to do? Keep reading. He said, don't go up. The Lord's not among you, that you not be smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites, Canaanites are there before you. You'll fall by the sword because you're turned away from the Lord. Therefore, the Lord will not be with you. Do they have a word from the Lord?
Yes.
What is it?
Don't go.
Don't go. If you go, you're going to be defeated. If you go, you're by yourself and on your own. The Lord's not with you. Don't go. So this confession that sounded so good earlier is sounding worse and worse and worse. Oh, we're going to go. We're going to do what the Lord told us to do. That was days ago.
Yeah.
Now you need to do what he told you today.
Today.
Well, he doesn't change. He doesn't change. But he has to deal with a bunch of folks that do.
Yes,
amen. His perfect will doesn't change. He doesn't change. Oh, but man, makes you feel for him. This bunch down here is fickle and is unresponsive. And biggest thing is disobedient, rebellious. Recognize that spirit of defiance. Recognize it's devilish. Recognize it. When, you know, people of God and wisdom and grace is giving you instruction, and something in your flesh wants to rise up and go, no, no, nobody tells me what to do. No, no. It starts young. Little ones. Huh? You can barely talk or walk. Look at you and go, no. It ain't cute. It can destroy their lives. Because if they'll do that with you, they'll do that with God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.